Live from Liverpool, we don't need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
It's a Wednesday, that can only mean one thing. If it's not me talking in a very pronounced accent and trying to scare the living bejesus out of you, it's a standard we don't need to talk about ghosts. I'm with Becca.
Hello. So it can actually mean two things, can't it?
Which can't?
It being Wednesday. It can only mean one thing. That's not true. It can mean two things.
Well, no, it means
either a dark or a don't, isn't it?
Yeah, but it can only mean one thing if I've said and I'm not talking in a pronounced accent and trying to scare the bejesus out of you.
It was the wrong opening that. When it can literally mean two things, it's the wrong opening to
all
say
right,
it can only mean one thing.
I'm not going to restart the recording, but I will redo the intro.
No, don't redo the intro.
No, Becca, no.
No, I think people should know.
No?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to tape over it. It's going to stay in. Well, welcome to Wednesday. If it's a Wednesday that isn't a dark episode, it can only mean one thing, and that's that we don't need to talk about ghosts. A light-hearted look at everyday me and Beckiness, just whilst we're still going through this craziness. How was that for an intro? There's a few too many ams in there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Should you go for a third?
Needs work. No, I don't think go for a third.
No, I'll go through a third. What are you doing back? As per usual, you're in the kitchen. Sounds sexist,
that
doesn't
it? That sounds awful, doesn't it? Yeah. Am I always in the kitchen?
Yeah, you are in the always in the kitchen.
I always thought that I'd never be a housewife, but you know, there we go. I'm unemployed and always in the kitchen. So
let me clean your pinny for you.
Well, at least you're doing the cleaning.
Yeah, that's true. What are you doing? Tell the listeners.
Right now, so we're having people over for dinner tonight, and we're having
forever having people over for dinner.
Tapas y pincho is the theme. So right now I am making rolitos, which are manchego cheese, like rolled up in like nice hands, like serrano and chorizo.
Oh, very good. What are they called? Rolitos.
Rolitos.
Very good. And who are we having over?
We're having my sister and her boyfriend.
Very good. All in the family.
Yeah, it'll be the first time he's been to the flat.
Yeah. And his name is?
What's his name?
Kevin.
That's right.
There's going to be two old Kevins tonight in the flat.
Oh, it's already started causing confusion.
Yeah, the neighbour's cat, if she pops in, may get very scared when she hears two people being called Kevin. Yeah. I mean, I'm a lot greyer than... he's not grey at all.
No.
Could be truthful. So I'm not a lot greyer. Speaking of hair, I'm waiting today for the arrival of... Regain.
God, I admire your openness. I didn't think you'd be announcing that. Fair play to you.
Why?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. But fair play.
Yeah, it's basically, I think in America it's called Rogain. I've noticed I'm basically getting a bit thin on top. Not a lot, you know. Still, definitely, I'm not balding by any stretch. Just getting a little bit thin. So I thought, I'm going to strike while the iron is made of thin hair and try and make it thicker again. So I bought 3 months' supply of Regain. And given that I've just went down to 80% in wages and there's a slight likelihood that I may be made redundant, it might not have been the wisest purchase.
I don't think you'd be made redundant.
I might have no job, but at least I'll have a full head of hair.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going to buy it, you may as well buy it now.
Oh, yeah, because it's only going to fall out through stress in the next few weeks anyway, So I'll be sure to keep you all updated on how lustrous and flowing my locks are. Yeah. The one thing that I am scared about, though, it does say... We will, so you may notice slight hair loss at the start.
Yeah, that's a worry.
And the reason I'm worried for that is because I have a penchant for starting something and not finishing it. So there's a good chance I'm going to start using this, then stop using it, and all I've done is lost some hair. Hmm. And paid for the privilege.
I think if you lose it and then stop using it, if you go bald through your own laziness,
you're going to leave.
I think that's a problem, yeah.
There's quite a lot of threats that end with you leaving, aren't there?
You're a difficult person to live with.
Very dear. Have you tried living with you?
Yes, I'm a treat. I'm currently making rolitos for your delectable pleasure.
You are making rolitos, yes.
I'm a treat.
I'm a treat. A self-diagnosed treat. Well done. So what have you been doing this week then, Beck? Update the people. You're on a health kick, aren't you?
Yes, I'm on a health kick because I knew I'd put on a bit of weight over lockdown, but I didn't realise how much until, was it Sunday? When I never really weigh myself, like, ever, but I did weigh myself.
That was a mistake.
Yeah.
Now we need new scales.
Horrified. I was really upset. Yeah, so I've really, really cut down eating, basically. So, I mean, the thing is with lockdown, I did keep up my workout, in fairness.
Like, yeah,
I have kept up, which I think is the only saving grace. I think I would have absolutely ballooned otherwise. But my diet just completely went to pot. So I've kind of doubled the workout. So rather than doing it every other day, I'm doing it every day. And more importantly, watching the diet. So I even got a calorie counter. I'm one of those.
Yeah, you are one of them now. Calorie counter. Inputting what you eat into an app.
Everything in, yeah. But, I mean, it's kind of working. And I've been below target for all 2 days I've been doing it. So, yeah.
I did like what you'd done the other day when you went, right, this app that I'm using here, it lets me put everything in. The other app that I'm using says I haven't lost as much, so I think I'll use this app.
No, the other app. So there's this one app that I got that seemed to be, like, NHS endorsed that I downloaded. But then it suddenly popped up with, like, only 3 days left free. And I'm like, what? I thought this whole thing was free. So I started looking for free ones, and I found a free one, downloaded that. But it wasn't specific enough. Like it would just say, like, Apple. You know, there wasn't enough, or, like, and you couldn't do your exact portions. Like, it would say...
Like, if you just ate the keyboard of a Mac, for example.
Yes, exactly. But, like, it wouldn't say, like, you know, if you... There was something that was a pack... but you'd only add half of it. Like, it wouldn't let you do that, you know what I mean? Like, it would just say, like, that's 100 grams. And I was like, but I didn't have 100 grams, I had 50, you know. So it was really hard to... So because it was a lot less specific, it, like, you find yourself rounding everything up. So the numbers are, like, awful compared to the other one. Like, the other one literally says, like Aldi bananas or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I had an Aldi banana.
Oh, really? Does
yeah.
Now, hold on. I'm a bit confused as to what could possibly be different between an Aldi banana and a Tesco banana.
Well, no, there isn't. I think maybe it's size it's taken into consideration, isn't it? Like, if an Aldi banana is on average, I mean, I have no idea what a gram looks like at all, but, like...
You knock around with the wrong people.
No, you know, like, I don't... If a normal banana is, like, 50 grams, I have no idea. Another brand is, like, known for being bigger or smaller. Like, you can get mini bananas as well, can't you? Like, just saying banana is a bit too vague, believe it or not. Like,
yeah, all right,
fair enough. You need a rough size. So that's why I like the other one.
You've also got a weird... fetish is the wrong word to use, especially when talking about bananas. But whenever you say to me, go and get me some bananas, which is quite often, you little monkey, you do say, oh, get me some bananas, but make sure, like, that are inedible.
No, I don't... I like them with a tinge of green.
You like them, like, where they're not ready to eat? I've never known it. It's like...
I can't bear any brown on them at all. I hate it. And to be honest, I'm not overly keen on the yellow. They get too, like, soft and musty. I'm not into it.
Them
fresh and, like,
but the
sharp.
The fresh is yellow. Fresh is... Hello. It's like yellow is the green light.
It's not. Yellow is, like, starting to go off a bit.
And that's surprising it's for you because you're, like, a feral cat. You'll eat anything past its sell-by date.
Except I won't eat a brown banana.
Except a brown banana, but you'd happily eat chicken past its sell-by date.
I eat a lot past its sell-by date. I think there's nothing magic that happens at midnight. And you can tell, like, you'll literally look at bread and be like, oh, it's past its sell-by date. Bread, like, you can tell a mile away with bread. Like, just look at it. Like, see, it's, you know instantly by touching it and seeing it, whether it's off or not.
Just on the very, very slim chance that tonight's dinner guests are listening to this, all this produce tonight is fresh.
Yeah, all fresh, you both, definitely.
She hasn't just, like, picked something from the back of the fridge and went, well, I'll cut the bad out.
No. People always get fresh things for dinner parties.
That was funny, wasn't it? A friend of ours the other day, we were around for drinks, and he had a lime in his drink, and he went, hey, that's my lime from last week. And we were like, what? And he went, yeah, I just cut the bit that was dry out. And we were like, well,
that's
in.
Grim, I know.
His partner listens to this, like, actually, and they'll know, so she'll know who we're talking about.
I
thought it was hero behaviour, but I'll never have lime.
We can just get you more lime, you know, honestly, yeah. We've got plenty.
Are you making more Rolitos?
Yes.
What else we haven't got? Also, can see lots of Rolitos.
Well, that's because that's what I'm making right now.
Well, you say
do you
that.
Do you actually want to know what I'm having?
Yeah.
I think you do.
It was a valid question.
Okay. All right, okay. So, like, obviously, to start, we'll be having the gourd lollips, balsamic dips, and the Rolitos. Okay? That's, like, your little picky bit.
Sorry, everyone. I just realised how dull this might be.
Up on entry. I'm always interested in what people are eating. Maybe that's why I put on so much weight. I like just peruse menus, even the places we're not going to, even like somewhere in Wales. I'm like, oh, I wonder what they serve. Okay, so then for the tapas, we're having Serrano date and cream cheese pinchos, which is a bit of a signature of mine, isn't it?
Yes, whenever we're signing documents, they're like, what the fuck's that? And there's stain on that. Why don't you use a pen?
Don't be rude. Every time I do think, like, I'll put a buffet on or something, there's always those.
Yes, true.
Yeah. Which is, you get the date, fill it with cream cheese, and then wrap it in the Serrano ham. Really tasty. Then manchego, chorizo, and honey pinchos.
Right. I like them, they're good.
Yeah. Patatas bravas. I will be making the bravas sauce.
Can I just make a comment on your patatas bravas? Because remember, there's only four of us. And when you've done patatas bravas for just me and you, literally an army could have turned up and there would have been spare. So remember that. Patatas bravas should mean tiny potatoes.
It shouldn't.
I know, but
it's
the
bravas sauce.
I know, but just let's pretend it does.
Right,
it means tiny portions.
Okay, do you want to take over the entire dinner
party?
Right, then shall I just carry on
as
I am?
Yes, you crack on.
Okay, thanks. And I'd much rather have too much food than too little when people are coming round.
Well, that's got you buying apps.
I know, only when people come around. I should really be putting up for three sugars, I shouldn't be eating any of this. Then we'll have calamari. I'm going to make salt and pepper fish.
Nice.
Gambas al pil pil, which is like chilli and garlic prawns.
It's a very sea-based menu.
And then chicken wings.
Except for the chickens, of course.
Well, three. Yeah, I suppose there's three fish days, isn't there? Then chicken.
Half the menu is fish.
Chicken wings, yeah.
Well done. I'm sure that we'll all sleep easy tonight. Except for me, who will be full of patatas bravas.
You know, you could always just not eat too many.
No. No. Also, it turns out you say this, Mr.
At every chippy shop or kebab shop, let's just get an extra large portion of
because
so don't give me two big portions.
No, because you know why? You know what really does me head in that? Is that at a standard chippy, a good old-fashioned English chippy, you get a paper, like they wrap it in paper, you get a massive portion of chips, covered in salt and vinegar, wrapped in paper, and you take it home and you eat it, it's fit. But now there's obviously surplus kebab shops and pizza shops open up. They do fries, and the difference is you say, can you have, yeah, but we still say chips, so we say, can you have a portion of chips? And they'll say, yeah. And they'll give you, like, I don't know, like a burger box full of chips. And it's not full. It's like there's a handful of fries. So that's why when we get something from a kebab or a pizza shop, I say, and an extra large fries. Because you're just not going to get enough chips to placate me.
Don't you talk to me about portion control?
No, I do
Our
love
Our portion
chips.
Control is off the scale, I'm afraid. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
I think I don't even probably need this health kick. I just need to eat normal portions and I'd be fine.
Well, I mean, you are still also doing the exercise, which is very good.
What was that, well? Like, well, I actually think you probably should continue with this whole regardless of
No.
Don't be hasty.
Don't stop it on my account. No, I mean, if you think about it, not even if you think about it, when we tested it, my BMI's in the overweight category as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but considering what you eat, that can't be a surprise to anyone.
Well, it was a surprise to me. I don't eat breakfast. The alleged most important meal of the day.
But what do you have for lunch?
A slim fast.
You'll either have a pot noodle or like a loaf.
No, five rounds of bread.
Literally though. Like,
buttered.
Yeah. So alright, a half loaf. Or you will have genuinely 8 portions of cereal in one bowl.
Yeah.
You get a big pasta bowl.
Yeah.
Not even a cereal bowl, a big pasta bowl. And just to make sure you're really getting your volume's worth,
yeah.
You crush the cereal on the bottom.
I crush 2 shredded wheat on the base, then I crush some malted Wheaties above that, then I crush something else if you've got it in, and then I'll crush Honey Nut Cornflakes on top to act as the sugar.
And, I mean, that is just pure sugar, all those cereals as well, so...
Sugar, mugger, it's fit. It's like a little meal. Well, it is a meal, isn't it? It's like 9 meals.
It's not a health... I feel like you're having that thinking of being healthy and it's just awful for you.
Well, we'll see. We'll see who'll die first. It's threatening, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I'm not going to kill you.
It's natural causes, though. It's just...
Yeah, it shouldn't need staying.
No one's money should be on me.
No. No. I smoke. I mean, I don't drink. I don't drink...
You don't drink much, but I don't think... You've only been doing it about 2 months. I don't think
Six
you
months.
Get at the stage where you can say, I don't drink, considering how heavily you drank.
Well, I generally don't drink. I mean, you know, I've just sounded like the start of that Sandra Dee poem from Greece. Oh, no, it's not. It's Rizzo, isn't it? I don't drink. I swear. I don't cut my hair. I get ill from one cigarette. Do, do, do. Keep your filthy paws off my silky drawers. Would you pull that crap with a net? This is the thing. Let me go into this now. This is what makes me think. On Greece, right, who is Annette?
Nobody's jugs are bigger than Annette's.
Yeah, and also, Annette's hey Rizzo, you're doing that without Annette.
Annette is the only one of the lot of them who was actually a teenager out of all the Tea Beds and the Pink Ladies.
I don't think there's a character called Annette.
There is. She's the one who dates...
Oh dear, she doesn't
no,
exist.
No, the guy...
The guy. Is he a Tea Bed?
Isn't she... She's a pink lady. Annette is a pink lady.
No, she's not. Because there's your jugs are bigger than Annette's.
Nobody's jugs are bigger than Annette's.
Exactly. Rizzo, you're doing that without Annette. And I don't know whether it means a physical net.
Right, name the pink ladies then.
Frenchy, Rizzo,
yeah,
Mouse.
Who's Mouse?
Well, I call her Mouse.
Right, Mouse isn't there then, is she?
No.
Almost, if there's one whose name you don't know, no, and someone keeps referring to one who you can't picture, chances are...
No, she's like a little mouse.
She's an S. That's an
That's
S.
That's not an S.
The brown curly hair.
No, it's...
The one who gets off with Vince Fontaine.
No, 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 ah, that's Marty Maraschino, as in Cherry.
Google it. Google an S, Grease.
No,
because she's definitely in it.
No, she's a little, she goes out with the one who goes, "You're a cheap date." She sat at the dinner table and the guy goes, "You're a cheap date." And he goes, "Oh, I didn't mean that." And she says something like, "Smoke them if you got them." She doesn't say that. That's Axl Rose. But
get to Google it. Where's your phone?
Right, it's over here. Right. Googling Annette from Greece. If it is the mousy woman, I'll be very surprised. I don't think it will be. Just actually, I need to get up a new screen because I've been watching soldiers talk about UFOs. That was surreptitiously filmed.
Of course you have.
Yes, of course I have. Annette from Greece. From Greece. Who's Annette from Greece? That's a good question. That's there. We'll click that. Hold on. Things in Greece you only notice as an adult. The list. Okay, we're going to go through this. Because Annette's mentioned. And so everyone in Greece looks super old. That's thing one. All right, no one cares. Dodgy sexual politics abound in Greece. We know that.
Yeah.
Greece features a lot of innuendos. Bite the weenie riz with relish, for example. Danny forces himself on Sandy twice in Greece. Hashtag me too, Danny Zuko.
I remember one.
So the one's in the car, isn't he? Yeah. When she says, "You can take this piece of tin."
Yeah.
When
she's literally saying no and he's like...
Yeah, when is the second one? It says... It only mentions the one, so why are they saying two? I mean, I'm all for me, hashtag me too, but don't be like saying he's done it twice when he's only Zuko'd once. Let's see... What does this line... here we go. What does this line in Greece mean anyway? Most of us will have spent years trying to work out what Kanicki's line, "Nobody's jugs are bigger than Annette's," which precedes the song Summer Night, and is part of a rather rude discussion about poor Sandy. Is it a reference to her bras, i.e. her nets? Is that even a real term? Is it another innuendo? Blah, blah, blah. The answer is actually much more interesting. Annette is Annette Joanne Funicello, a 50s movie starlet and one of the original members of the Mickey Mouse Club. Funicello was known for her curves, having played many hot chick roles in beach-slash-surfer movies. The reference was placed in the movie to give some authenticity to the period in which it was set, because Funicello would have been a cultural reference point of the day. So there you go.
Okay, but that doesn't explain...
It doesn't explain why, when she's climbing out of the window, go, "Hey, you're doing that without a net!" Unless a net was also a good climber.
Yeah, because... No, you clown. She's climbing. You're saying you're doing without a net to catch you. Not a net, a net to catch you.
Ah, that makes sense. That does make sense.
Yeah, not like, why are you climbing up the window without your mate, a net?
That's this is a very good point. It says, when the scorpions arrive, Greece's Kanicki pulls out a knife to fight the scorpions, whilst Doody pulls out a water gun. That's a very good point. Yes, he does. He's not going to get very far with that unless the scorpions are, of course, Mogwai. In which case it wouldn't work because they just replicate. And
that'd be worse, if anything. Yeah, that's what you don't
want to
do if you're fighting the Mogwai.
Let's see. Rizzo comes out of the bathroom eating an ice cream cone in Greece. That's vile.
Your face is vile.
Oh, no. What else is there? Vince Fontaine tried to roofie Marty at the dance in Greece.
What? That's still acceptable.
Yeah, but it was... She said she caught him trying to put an aspirin on his party. I mean, in a drink.
Well, why would he do that?
Well, aspirin, I don't know whether you know, Becca, but aspirin is one of the top date rape drugs in the world.
No, it isn't.
Of course it isn't.
So, it wasn't aspirin, was it?
Well, that's what she says. I caught him trying to slap an aspirin in the mouth. Unless in the 60s aspirin was like morphine, which
maybe
it possibly was.
Maybe it's kind of showing her naivety a bit, that she thinks, oh, he's just trying to put aspirin in actual facts.
Okay, yeah.
As you've said, it was a roofie, which is horrific.
And then it says, finally, Greece's Sandy and Danny are probably doomed. It says, if there's one talking point about Greece that's gained much traction, is the infamous makeover sequence at the end. Danny also tries to change himself in order to be good enough for Sandy, but let's face it, she still has to change a whole lot more than he does.
Well, he just instantly changes back, doesn't he? His change lasts about 40 seconds.
Yeah.
And then he's like, that sounds...
Think about them throughout the entire film. They fight for the majority. It says the only moment they're truly happy is at the beginning on the beach. Otherwise, they're at each other's throats, misunderstanding each other's intentions, neglecting each other, or just plain ignoring one another. It says Sandy and Danny are doomed. No relationship based off constant fighting, game playing, and being forced to change one look or personality is going to last.
I think it was only... They were only at each other's necks throughout the entire thing because he was a bit of a dick.
Well, he was trying to be a man, wasn't he? I don't know why this isn't turned into a review of Grease.
Yeah, but he was Wasn't he? Like, how rude. Like, you'd be devastated if someone treated you like that. And then, obviously, she was just like, right, beside you then. And then he spends the whole thing trying to get her back because he doesn't know where he's got till it's gone.
Does she even have an Australian accent in Grease?
Yeah.
Hey, Reese. Does she?
Yeah.
What happened to the Danny Zuko I met at the beach? Well, I don't know. Maybe take out a missing person's head, try the yellow pages. I don't know.
They might have different dances here than...
You could do the kangaroo bop.
Yeah.
I literally think I could do Grease from start to finish. You all right there, noisy bugger? Just recycling with your bass drum. Yeah, I think I could do Grease from start to finish. Or my version. I may do that one time as a Patreon special. I'm sure everyone would love that. Me reciting the whole of Grease. Actually, it might be quite good because I'd have to fill in bits that I actually can't remember that well. So let's see, opening scene, Danny and Sandy, they're on the beach. They go rama lama lama a dicka dicka bum. I know they don't, I just couldn't remember.
Well,
she says, I love you. He goes, I love you too. I've got to go to school. She says, I've got to go back to Australia. And then he goes to Rydell and they go, what did you do, Danny? He says, I met this girl.
What's
she was crazy for me.
What's the song in the background with them on the beach?
Hopelessly Devoted to You.
No.
Summer Lovin'.
No.
Bros, There's a Cat Amongst the Pigeons.
No.
Mr. Blobby.
Yeah.
Was it?
No, obviously not.
Jive Bunny in the mix.
No.
I don't
picture
care.
It. The waves are crying. Yes, you do. You're literally talking about quoting every single line of Grease.
Fair enough. Okay, I'm picturing it.
The waves are crashing.
He saved a life. She nearly drowned.
No.
No, I'm just saying what's happened.
The opening scene.
Yeah. He's showing off, splashing around. Mm. Something's beginning. Uh-oh. It's turning night.
Love is a many splendid thing.
Neighbour's cat just ran off.
I know, so would I.
Really? Is it?
Yeah.
Love is a many splendid.
Can you picture
thing.
It now with the waves crashing?
Yeah, I actually can, yeah. Are you sure it's not? That's not on the soundtrack of Grease, though. Fucking hell, Kevin. How much Grease? That's not on my sweatshirt that I've got signed by the cast.
What limited edition release was that I haven't got?
Yeah, that must have been the French version. I've only got the German and Spanish. Yes, interesting. So I think that that wraps up Grease for today.
Just as I'm wrapping up my releases.
Oh, Becca, would these puns you be spoiling us? You know, here's another thing that I don't like. Which everyone wants to know. I've been waking up recently. I'm sure we all don't like that. With a hair in my eye that I've had to remove using rolled up tissue paper. A Rolito tissue paper, if you will.
Why are you removing a hair with rolled up tissue paper?
Because it's like an eyelash in the eye, on the eyeball. So I think I've got alopecia of one particular eyelash, which I'm sure is a thing.
Yeah.
But I do want to remove it first thing, because if I don't, it's like my eye eats it. Because it still feels itchy, but the eyelash is then nowhere to be seen. Mm. I'm convinced it rolls to the back of my eye, and there's like a little wig at the back
sometimes
of my eye.
No, there's no wig, but sometimes they do roll back, but they'll always roll forward again.
Interesting. That's why, you know, when I was a kid, and obviously the optician said, you're technically blind.
Yeah.
He said, do you want to wear contacts when they first started being all the rage? And I said, no, because I had a vision that the contact lens would roll around the back of the eye, sever all of the veins and muscles, and your eye just go plop.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Did you tell him that?
No, because he would have said, you're a tit. Just try them. That doesn't happen. It can't happen. But I thought, no, I'll stick with my glasses that I will sit on yearly, monthly, break, wrap in sellotape, and wear like some Victorian elf. Ah. So what are we having for pudding tonight? I think that's what's on everyone's lips.
Yeah, so we're having like an adult chocolate and jelly.
More
so,
like shaped like a penis.
So it's mandarin jelly with a homemade chocolate orange ganache on top.
Ooh, that sounds nice. And what? How big are these? Because you did try this once before, didn't you? And it was gorgeous, but it was a pint of jelly.
They're a bit smaller.
Oh, a bit?
Yeah. No, they are smaller. You know the liqueur coffee mugs we had out the other day?
Yes, it's I do. Oh, okay. That's actually one of my favourite sayings in it, to try and get people to laugh. And it never fails to raise a laugh or two. You feel free to use this, listeners. Whenever somebody says, you know, if you're going to a meet somewhere or you're going to a pub to meet people and you say, who's going to be there? When people reel off more names than you were expecting and it's people that you haven't seen in a while, what you say is, oh, it's going to be like the end of Greece. Never fails to get a laugh, that. It's part of my standard repertoire. You know what? It was about 3 years ago. I had to be very careful about my repertoire because it turned out that 90% of the conversations I had were just filled with pre-built lines that I was just fitting into conversations. It really bothered me.
Is that about the time you were anxiety?
That was about the time that I got social anxiety and couldn't physically speak because my brain was like, unless it's a pun, don't say it. I'm like, ah, no. Anything else? Oh yeah, if anyone knows where you get a massive photo, picture frame, let us know. I've got this amazing, Becca's stepfather got me this gift and it's fantastic. Obviously, you all know I'm a Beatles fan. He got me a black and white picture signed of the Beatles. It's not signed by the Beatles. It's a black and white picture of George Martin and the Beatles, signed by George Martin.
Who when is you now, say a massive frame, that's misleading. It's not no, massive but that it's, you need, it's just specific specifications.
I need 13 inches by 13 inches. And for love nor money, you can't get them. They are on Amazon, but they're like an 8 week wait.
Can you get 15 by 15?
No, yeah, they don't do.
Well, I mean, like, as long as it's bigger, isn't that alright? Because you can just put it in the middle.
No, because you don't want like a 40 foot frame, do you? With this little biddly thing in the middle.
Well, believe it or not, I wasn't suggesting 40 foot. But you could get like, if it's 13.
You say that now.
You could get like 14 by 16, I don't know if that's one, and put it in the middle, couldn't you?
Yeah, I've not. It's not like I haven't thought about this, Becca.
Well, what was your conclusion to that?
Becca's stupid.
I want to kick you.
What's your song that you sing when you beat me up? This will be fun for everyone to hear.
First I'm going to beat you up, then I'm going to push you down, then I'm going to run around and kick you.
She sings that when she's...
Not when you're naughty.
Yes, when I've been allegedly naughty, and she sings that and punches me in the arm.
I present the allegedly, and I don't actually punch you, I just threaten
you. Just threaten
usually
it,
enough to...
Yeah. Anyway, guys, this has been a We Don't Need to Talk About Ghost production. Mm-hmm. We'll be back... Oh, my God! Oh, oh no, no, it's all right, innit?
The hell?
I was just thinking, we're away this weekend. But I'll have to do the podcast when I get back on the Sunday.
Well, why don't you do it before we go?
It might have to be a pre-record. I might have to do it tomorrow.
Because we don't know what time we're getting back on Sunday.
No, well, we're not...
And you want it out for people?
Yeah, no, I do know what time we're getting back on Sunday. We're coming right home. We're not having little meanders around.
We're not. We're going to stop at that little place where we stop at.
What little place?
The nice place by the sea. With the castle.
Can't we?
Yeah.
We're basically going camping this weekend. Yeah, that's it. Interesting story. Interesting tale, Kev. So I'm going to have to, might have to pre-record this Sunday's episode. But anyway, either way the cat jumps, it dies. Either way the cat jumps, we will see you on Sunday for a standard edition of We Need to Talk About Ghosts. And if you're a Patreon, you can pop over to Patreon now and you will hear this waffle continue. Don't forget, if you want to sign up to Patreon, you can go into the show notes of this episode and you will see a link. Come support the show. Christ knows we need it. And failing that, we will speak to you on Sunday to get scared together. All right, Becca, say goodbye to the people.
Bye, guys.
That was very Sandra D of you. Won't go to bed till you're legally wed? You can't. You're Sandra D. Anything you want to say in closing?
Nope.
Okay. Thanks for just leaving me hanging there. See you guys. Tatty bye.